USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is praising his colleagues for doing their part to avert a partial government shutdown, passing a $459 billion aid package to help fund programs like ag, energy, housing, and more.
I'm especially pleased that it will advance priorities near and dear to the hearts of my fellow Kentuckians, from rural transportation to military readiness to stopping the flow of illegal drugs.
U.S. and coalition forces recently shot down over 28 Houthi drones during an attempted attack by Iran-backed Houthi forces. Department of State spokesman Matthew Miller discussing the recent strikes by these forces and calls on the Houthis to stop their hostilities while at the State Department briefing.
Certainly we welcome any decrease in hostilities against our forces. We have made clear that the attacks on our forces were unacceptable and that we would take action to defend U.S. interests and U.S. personnel, and we will continue to do so if appropriate.
The Senate Committee on Intelligence held its annual hearing about worldwide threats the United States currently faces Monday afternoon. Florida Republican Senator and Vice Committee Chairman Marco Rubio cites the threats being posed by the Chinese Communist Party in his opening remarks and how some of their companies are using technology against the United States.
They happen to control a company that owns the world's one of the world's best artificial intelligence algorithms. It's the one that's used in this country by TikTok.
Americans are expecting high prices due to inflation to stick around for some time. That's according to the New York Fed Reserve's survey on consumer expectations. This is USA News.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Campaigning in a New Hampshire town west of Manchester, President Biden, without proof, tells the crowd that his opponent, former President Donald Trump, wants to cut Social Security and Medicare.
I'm never going to allow that to happen. I won't cut Social Security. I won't cut Medicare. Instead of cutting Medicare and Medicaid and give tax breaks to the wealthy, I will protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and make the wealthy begin to pay their fair share.
Some Republican politicians are looking into ways to slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, including by plane. Republican Senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall, is introducing legislation to prevent illegal immigrants from boarding planes without legal documentation. He explains why he needs support from his colleagues in the Senate on Fox Business.
When they get to this country, they're using their CBP One app in lieu of a driver's license or a passport to board the plane. I think that's subjecting Americans to significant dangers, that these people are not being vetted the same as ours. So we're trying to put an end to that.
Health officials in the United States are monitoring more cases of measles. Doctors at UC Davis in California are trying to contact around 300 people who may have been exposed to the virus. Officials say a child was treated at the facility on March 5th after traveling abroad. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.